James Gang, going back to thirds from about 70, 71.
Ted, lock the door. Ted, lock the door.
We have a security possibility
okay, but
here.
Warn them first yes. about the TVs. Those are really nice TVs.
Exactly.
But we saved the motherboard.
Save the motherboard. That's what we need to do. Welcome back,
so
everybody. We're glad to have you with us as we continue on this multifaceted discussion today and presentation of soccer, world politics, history, disaster relief.
And you remember...
Economics,
everybody
immigration.
Needs a lawyer at some point. Now, I don't have...
I want to say one thing about this.
Okay, what?
There are times in your life when you find yourself thinking, gee, I wonder if I fill in the blank. I wonder if I should see a therapist. You need to see a therapist.
It's way too late.
I wonder if my wife and I need to go to counseling. You need to go to counseling.
Way too late.
And if you ever find yourself thinking, I wonder if I should have a lawyer. You're about 2 hours too late on that one,
Fortunately
Jack.
Fortunately for you.
Yes?
You listen to this show.
I do.
And you know that the person to call would be Mark Niemeyer at NGK.
Of course.
Did I tell you I met the G in NGK?
You did. Yeah, we got two down, one to go.
Yeah. Yeah,
meet the K guy.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure him out too.
Isn't that one of the men in black?
Listen, I don't have the thing that I was supposed to read. I'm going to be honest with you. I live a complicated life.
Yeah.
I was supposed to bring this thing. I didn't. But trust me, you've got a computer. You probably have one on your phone. In your hand right now, you have the entire universe of knowledge at your disposal. Almost. Some stuff gets blocked. I don't know how they do that, but they can block. I know for a fact that if you Google NGK Law Firm.
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, or just .com, or just go to their website, you will have access to the greatest group of lawyers that you can possibly... If you find yourself in that position, it's too late. Uh-uh. It's not too late. These guys will figure it out. NGKLawFirm.com. Now,
perfect.
I think that's the guy's dad with the Pirlo shirt, isn't it? No?
I don't know. I've seen him a little bit.
There was a kid walking around in the bar out here, which is really nice, by the way.
It's an outdoor bar
Kirkwood Brewhouse.
Yes.
It's a lovely. It's really nice. And he had a Pirlo shirt on. I saw a kid, a young man yesterday at a Commerce Bank in South County, had a Pogba shirt on.
Mm.
I mean, that's how big the game is now.
Mm-hmm. It was a really nice Pirlo jersey.
Yeah. No. So, Brad, without talking about Chelsea, because that's the game I'm taping now, right?
Yep.
Okay, don't talk about them.
I can talk about their Champions League victory.
Okay, yeah. Talk about what happened in the Champions League this week.
Well, a lot of good matches this week. I was very happy because Chelsea won on the very final kick of the game.
Really?
2-1 at Atletico Madrid.
Oh, that's a tough
really
game.
Really important victory.
They're the top two teams in the league.
Oh, yeah, in that group. So it was really important. So that was a good match. You had Real Madrid go on the road against Borussia Dortmund and take it to them. They won there as well. Some place that they've had a lot of struggles with in the past.
I had the game on in my office, and Tom Zertan, my collaborator in all projects at my home, who doesn't really know anything about soccer, came into the office to talk. And he caught one of Ronaldo's goals, and he's like, whoa. You know, I mean, the guy is a freak of nature, isn't he? Russell, what do you think?
Yeah, yes, I'd say so, yes.
Dreamer, are you going to be talking to us?
You know who has scored? I was looking for a picture. But you know who has scored more goals for his club in all competitions than Ronaldo this year?
Give me a choice.
I can only imagine.
Oh, somebody for Spurs.
Yeah.
Harry Kane. They won again today, didn't they?
Yeah, 4-0.
And they won in Champions League. Who did they play in Champions League?
Team from Cyprus.
Cypriot.
Oh, team. Yeah, you can't even
I keep wanting to
it.
Say AEL Limassol, but that was who Everton
played.
It's
like Apoel.
Apoel. Apoel Nicosia.
That's not a Greek team? What's the difference between Greece and Cyprus?
So Cyprus is split in half.
Oh, okay.
So there's a Turkish half and a Greek half, and the Greek half will tell you that the Turkish half is occupied, and the Turkish half will tell you that the Greek
but
half is occupied.
But there's only one. There's reality. There is only one Cyprus, and they don't call it Turk or Greek. But
no.
That is an amazing I mean,
and there's a lot of English people there too.
That's like a century. Not it's beyond centuries. It's like an ancient war, the Turks and the Greeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the fact that they're still fighting in places like this is somewhat mind-boggling.
It is. But that's, I mean, Afghanistan, another place where no one's ever really held control beyond.
It's where empires go to die.
Exactly, yeah, right.
It's not really a country.
Not in the sort of modern sense of the word. No.
I'd like to talk a little bit more about that Vietnam, simply because this is our last show. Oh, what?
There's one other Champions League game that merits mention, which is the Bayern Munich PSG game, which had severe fallout.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Carlo tell me about that game. I didn't really watch it.
Oh,
but
no,
I,
Russell.
Russell started out. You're the one who butted in.
Munich went down.
It's so important.
And as a result, Bayern Munich's manager was fired.
Bayern Munich's manager.
Yes, and Carlo Ancelotti's out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So wait a minute. Big news.
And Vidal, what?
No, he's out.
Oh, he's out. Ancelotti's out. I thought you said something about Vidal. So didn't they start with that game with a whole bunch of people missing?
Yeah, Brad? Manuel Neuer's out. That's been the biggest problem
I saw a goal their goalie gave up that the dream would have stopped blindfolded.
Yeah, he's given up a few of those in league play and in the Champions League. So that's the biggest problem for them right now.
I just saw one of my friends posted on Facebook. He's in England. West Brom fan on 5Live just called up. So 5Live is like a sports talk station in the UK.
Like this?
Yeah. Yes. Not as good, but, you know.
Sure.
Says, wants Tony Pulis sacked because they're 10th and can't see them winning anything. He also added Ancelotti's available and could get them up to 8th.
Wait a second. Tony Pulis got sacked?
No. This West Brom fan is calling up and saying, they should fire Tony Pulis.
Oh, I love Tony Pulis. I mean, he's the guy. You know, Crystal Palace right now ought to get him, and they'd stay up.
I think they've actually got a good manager. They've just got this tough run of games that they're going through.
They play Chelsea next week, don't they?
They need to sort of...
Benteke is out 6 weeks. Zaha's had a major injury already.
They strike me as a team watching them though that could get hot at some point in the season and pick up enough points.
They've got good players. You know who everybody needs is Big Sam. Big Sam Allardyce. Doesn't have a job. Harry doesn't have a job. Harry's
Didn't both those guys get you know, their greed got in the way of working?
Harry's greed has never gotten in the way of working, but he is greedy.
Isn't that why he got fired?
No, he got fired just because they were playing poorly.
Oh.
Sam got fired because he was talking on hidden camera about in a sting operation not run by the authorities, but by a British newspaper.
Like, yeah.
Why are you setting up your own manager for this?
Well, I think you've gotten that. You have made that point in the past that I believe that the press is the biggest enemy of success of the
absolutely.
English soccer
the
team.
The sports press, the sports tabloids over there are just utterly ridiculous.
You agree with that?
I would agree, too. I think there's an enormous amount of pressure over there. They've got the players. I mean,
no, they don't.
I think they do.
Do you think they do, Dream?
I think so. I mean,
to go deep, yeah.
Russell?
I don't know about...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, here's
you
the
think,
thing.
Wait a second. You all three of you think that England has the players to be a semifinalist in the World Cup on a regular basis?
Yes. 2002, the United States was a quarterfinalist, and
semifinalist.
We should have
gone
if it wasn't for Torsten Frings' handball on the line.
Good point. Fair point.
We had the players. I mean, and yeah, that was our golden generation. It's quite obvious looking back now, but. England has
right
great
now,
players.
Not,
especially offensively. I think their biggest strength, I mean, you look at the guys that you can bring over from Tottenham and a few other players from the other different big teams, they should be able to have the capabilities to score
should
multiple
be,
goals.
Should is the worst word
but,
in sports.
But they, right, they but get because in their own of, way so much.
I want to hear what you think.
No, I think they have a problem when they get past into the knockout stage of tournaments.
Because they're
they
not
get
good
too,
enough.
They get too conservative.
They're not good at. They don't have the players.
They didn't take Iceland seriously when they played Iceland.
Look, Wayne Rooney was the captain
down the river.
Wayne Rooney was the captain until 2 years ago, and he was well past his. Everybody knew that he was well past it. It took Jose Mourinho to say, "Oh, Wayne, you're."
But I mean,
you know,
they do things like, you know, Matt Le Tissier hardly ever played for England.
I love
Paul Scholes hardly ever played for England. Yeah. I read an amazing interview with Andrea Pirlo where he said, I could never understand two things. He said, why they never played Paul Scholes more, because he's the only person I consider my equal in terms of passing. Wow. And then he said, I never understood why they didn't play Peter Crouch up top every game. He said,
every game.
Nobody could deal with him. He right. said, no. He said, every time Italy played England, we were so happy when Crouch wasn't starting.
Yeah, because he had nobody to match up with him.
Yeah.
And exactly he was a good player.
Yeah. Glenn Hoddle never played.
So your question, does England have the players to go deep? Yes. Will they figure out how to use the right players? I don't know.
Here's where I disagree with you. If you look at the teams, it seems to me maybe Germany wouldn't fit into this. But if you look at the teams that are perennially in the game, okay, their players play in all the top leagues. The English players play in England.
Yes, that's
none
true.
Of the English players play in the other leagues. You get exposed to a totally different game, totally different culture, all that stuff. Sure, all the English teams, the best players are not English.
No, you're true about that. You're right about that.
So they don't have the players.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, I agreed. So they don't have the experience. Only the Champions League games, so they get exposure to the style of play.
You know which other country has that problem of their players not wanting to play in top leagues?
Spain?
The United States. Oh, no, the Spanish players are all playing in the top league.
Right. But they just have so many good players.
They just have so many good players, yeah. I mean, the Spanish second division is still technically great.
What, Josh?
I'm just thinking about your point about how all the English players play in England. Well, I'm thinking about a team that I've liked for a few years and probably should be doing better, but they haven't yet, is Belgium. All of their best players play in the Premier League.
This is their terrible golden generation.
Then they fired him and then hired another Roberto Martinez.
I haven't thought about this. All their best players, this is something I've thought for a while. Why do certain leagues not do well in the Champions League, all things being equal?
Yeah.
They don't adapt to the different refereeing styles. Because every game you play, England almost never plays in a game with an English ref. Mm. And the way the game is played in England is entirely different. Because all these guys say it's the most physical league. So, yes. And if you're tuned to playing the game by physical rules that allow physical play, and all of a sudden you're picking up cards for it and getting calls, well, that totally changes your game.
Agreed.
How much time we got left? 2 minutes. What?
No, I agree. That's a good point. I mean, you see that especially with the new players that come in to the Premier League the first few months is they have an adjustment. Like, I've been watching with Chelsea. I mean, Morata goes down every 5 seconds.
Right.
In the Spanish league, you're going to get more calls, but this league is tougher.
Right. Yeah. Yes, Ted.
Since we're going to be off for a couple weeks,
yes.
Reminder to everyone, the NWSL playoffs are next weekend, Saturday at 2:30 in Portland, Sunday at 2:30 in Charlotte, or basically the Triangle, Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary, North Carolina. And the final is on October 14th on Lifetime at 3:30 Central in Orlando. Enjoy. It's a great competition, and the last year's playoffs were really exciting.
I'll be watching on Eurosport. No, I won't. Yes. Anything else? Anybody?
We have no score updates.
Well, good. All right. Edmundo, I think we're out of time. You want to take us away?
I'll be happy to, Tom. We have a minute or so, Tom. There's the,
well, start the music.
There's the clock right there, Tom.
Oh.
See that?
I see.
55, 38.
I like how you don't show me that. Yeah, go ahead.
We have a score update.
Oh, hit it.
Cover your ears, Tom. Cover your ears.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much. Over there.
It's the 67th minute, and it is Chelsea 0, Manchester City 1.
Okay.
Thank you, Russell. That is so kind of you. I feel sorry for everybody else in their cars. Like, the guy, you know what? That guy, we're safe. I think he's
not going to ram us.
Let's go out with a Larry Connors commercial.
I think that's a good idea.
Because here's the deal. It is really good for the station.
We're glad to have Larry Connors here. We're getting all these real people on the station.
It's stunning.
We're kind of the old hands around
here, so we're happy to have them. That's all I got to say.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And those of you who are listening on podcast, please continue to do that as well. We will be back here live next Saturday at high noon. Hopefully, we will be in the real studio. We're not. No, I take that back. Gosh, we will be supplanted by U of I football.
For the next two weeks.
So go to the podcast. Anyway, this has been the St. Louis United Soccer Saturday Show, coming to you live from 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis, Missouri. Mr. Schwarz.
And I would like to say to my very dear friend, the Toop, bye-bye!